All right. So the topic of the day, DeMarco, has definitely been raccoons.
Yes.
So Taylor, our producer, had an experience last night. Mace, you did not hear the story.
No, I did not. I know there's something about a raccoon and Taylor, but that's all I know.
I want to just get
There's history there.
Initial reaction to what happened to Taylor last night.
Okay, so I was just sleeping in my bed, you know, sleeping sound. I'm a pretty heavy sleeper, and about 3:30 in the morning, I woke up to a crunching sound. And I have a cat, so he'll eat his food sometimes at night. They're nocturnal. They eat whenever they want. And I didn't think anything of it, but it kept going, and it was really loud, like a lot louder than my cat usually eats. Okay. So it was at that moment when I heard my cat hiss, and he was right next to me in the bed.
Oh.
Meaning that there was something else, a foreign
crunching
animal.
Crunching away.
In the room.
Next to his bed.
Inside your
in his
room?
Bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Right. So I live in a pool house, kind of, and it's got a sliding door on it. It's kind of like a sunroom.
Okay.
And I leave the door open at night, just cracked enough for my cat to go in and out.
Yeah.
So I look down, and I see like a little bandit. It's a trash panda, a raccoon.
Wow.
Little, though. It looks like it's 25 pounds. It's enormous.
Yeah. Wait, got inside your house?
It's inside my house.
It's in his bedroom eating his cat's food under the bed.
While he's sleeping.
While I was sleeping, I was awoken to it. So I got up. I grabbed my bat, my baseball bat. Tried to scare it out, knock it on the floor a couple times. Wasn't doing anything. So the raccoon was not fazed by it. It just kept eating like it was a ham sandwich.
Wow.
Punked you. Yeah.
Just it's enjoying its time.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to scare it out. I poked it a little bit, poked it out, and then finally just walked out. But
wow.
I wanted back in. Wanted to finish his meal.
Could either one of you ever go back to sleep in that room ever again?
Sure.
I'd move out. I'd be done. I'd be looking for a new neighborhood.
Yeah.
I could never get comfortable in there ever again.
I don't think I'd sleep with my door open anymore.
There you go.
Like that was part of the catch though, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But I leave it open so my cat doesn't wake me up in the middle of the night and, meow to go outside.
Right.
That's going to change.
I get it.
Waking up to a raccoon is also a bad deal.
Yep. Now, isn't there such a thing as a cat door, like a dog door, where the cat can just go through the door and get out?
But couldn't the raccoon
on a sliding door?
I guess the raccoon could do the same thing.
Yeah.
We've got a family of, I think they're called opossums.
Possums. I think I believe the O is silent.
Is the O silent? I believe it is. Opossums. Family of opossums.
Yes, I believe it's silent.
Live in the bamboo there. And the dogs just they hiss and they're really
and they're
nasty.
Gross.
And at one point we had like a whole family of them, like the mother gave birth and they were in the backyard and it's all these opossums everywhere.
Opossums.
I don't think the O is necessarily silent. I don't know.
I'm just guessing.
Your cat
or they're Irish.
Irish, yes. Opossum.
One or the other. John, you just kind of blew by. Oh yeah, I'd go right back to sleep.
Yeah.
You have a feral animal in your bedroom. You're just rolling
I'm
over.
I'm looking
and
for this
back
video. I've shown it to Mason before. One time, my dog was going crazy in the backyard, and I couldn't figure out why. And I went outside, and there was a raccoon living. We have these baskets where we just put beach towels in them because we have a jacuzzi in the backyard, and he had this. This raccoon had taken all of the towels out and turned this into like his bed.
Wow.
And this raccoon would have kicked my dog's ass. And I called animal control and I was stunned at how good they were getting rid of this
really?
Thing. Yeah. I mean, they had this big stick with a circle on the end.
Oh, and
he took the thing
the loop.
Threw it in a
cage. Yeah. Okay. Raw. Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Because they said it takes $4,000 to $5,000 to get them out, right?
Well, that's what the guy said. They used to work for one of these agencies that comes in.
$4,000 to $5,000?
But they had an infestation in an apartment building where there was
bunch of raccoons?
Multiple raccoons.
$4,000 to $5,000 to get them out. Yeah,
that's got
to
be a scary place.
What you're talking about, John, is in your backyard where, sure, there's raccoons, there's skunks, there's coyotes, there's things that are around. In your bedroom in the middle of the night, it's just chilling out?
This was literally right outside my bedroom. And all I did was call animal control. They got rid of the thing, and that was it. But it was all here, DeMarco.
Not under the bed like Taylor.
No, under the bed.
Yeah, I told you.
I mean, I fell asleep eventually.
DeMarco was going to catch it.
Well, not catch it.
Take care of it, and then leave it out front as a
and
message.
And leave it out front for its
Put
friends.
Put out a bowl.
This is what happens
leave
when you
a message
steal my food.
For his friends.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Mob style.
Yeah, nice.
Middle of the street.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
This
get
is
that
what
thing
you
out
get
there.
When you come into the far house.
Yeah.
Bro, I would have freaked out. Like, when I realized it wasn't my cat,
oh,
and there's something, I would have freaked out.
I would have been really freaked. By the way, I always keep a baseball bat in my bedroom.
Do you really?
See? I do.
Yeah.
I keep a baseball bat right behind the door that...
Just
that
in case?
In case something happens, at least I've got a baseball bat. Do you not keep any personal security items in your bedroom?
Yeah, but it's not
If there was an intruder, would you have anything?
Yes.
What would you have?
Well, I'm trying to think. If I woke up and there was like an intruder standing over the bed kind of situation... I probably have to swing the lamp that's next to the bed. That's heavy.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's like short bat size. I think I could do some work with that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep a bat. You got to keep a baseball bat in your bedroom.
DeMarco?
I got a shank. I'm going to call the Amanda
now on. Nice.
Yeah, from the Amanda. No, I have a bat. It's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can reach it one hand and it's
well,
on.
Well, now I'm going to put smart. The bat there. Raccoons.
Yeah, oh, my God. Another one.
Bat.
Yeah. Look at the size of that thing.
Look at the size
Taylor,
of this thing.
I just sent it to you and to Emily and to Travis.
It's the same size as your raccoon.
But I mean, that raccoon would have kicked my dog's ass.
Agreed. They're
and
gangster.
My dog wanted to go after it. You know, my dog thinks she was all tough. This is one that passed away. And look, this guy puts up a fight for like 5 minutes.
That's a war.
And this guy, but look how calm the animal control guy is. He's like, this guy's not beating me.
He's on the loop. You got him by the. There was a guy that called in that said there was 3 raccoons in the bait box on a boat.
They'd taken the boat out onto the lake.
Right.
Right there at Lake Castaic up here.
Okay.
And they're out there getting ready to fish. They open the bait box to get the bait, and there's 3 huge raccoons in the bait box.
And they
all jumped
ship.
Off the boat
they
and
left.
Swam to the shore.
Yeah. Swam to the shore.
Yeah. Right. Taylor, the one thing about that raccoon the thing I sent to you is it had really red eyes. It had that
Scott Kaplan eyes.
Yeah. Scott Kaplan eyes. I think that raccoon was diseased, but John, he puts up a pretty good fight.
John, this thing is still going.
I know. And the guy like never, the animal control guy like never wavered. And at the end of it, I went, what do I owe you? And he goes, nothing.
Really?
Nothing?
Yeah. He goes, it's
that's his job.
Yeah. Taylor, call this
like
guy.
Batman.
Yeah. So Taylor, I can give you South Bay Animal Control.
South Bay. Perfect.
He's in the South Bay, so he's ready to go. Yeah. The I've told you guys this story, I think. DeMarco, I don't think you've heard it. My dog, Murphy John, remember I had a Murphy as a kid?
Yeah.
We had a pretty good-sized backyard in Arcadia, and there was always critters, opossums perhaps.
Opossums.
Raccoons, coyotes, things like that. There were peacocks. They would come
peacocks?
Through. Yeah, it's on the city seal.
No, underestimated.
The L.A. County Arboretum is in Arcadia.
I did not realize that.
We're lousy with peacocks in Arcadia.
Okay.
So anyway, dog goes out one night. And to, you know, go eat or, you know, take a leak or whatever it is. And all of a sudden you hear the dog go bananas. And it's chasing something. We think it was a possum.
Right.
The possum kind of goes under the fence. The dog kind of lunges for the dog, for the possum.
Yeah, because the dog thinks he can take the possum.
Right. And our dog gets his nail from his paw stuck in the fence.
Wait a minute. Oh, is this the dog where they operated on the wrong paw?
So the dog comes into the house, and he's kind of limping, and he's got this bloody paw. And we're looking at it like, oh, gosh, you know, this doesn't look good at all. And so we take him to the vet, and the vet's looking at it and goes, yeah, that's kind of messed up. We gotta fix that. And it's going to sound like, but probably just the easiest thing for the dog, the easiest thing for you, if we just kind of take the end of the
Ronnie
the toe off.
Yeah, right.
And so, okay, so bring him in tomorrow. We'll bandage him up, bring him in tomorrow, and we'll take care of it. So my mom or my dad, I forget who does, takes the dog in, and the dog's in there for a little bit longer than they said the dog is supposed to be in there. The vet comes out and says, Murphy's fine. Let me just start with that. However, there was a problem during the surgery. Mm. Okay. What happened? Well, somehow, some way, we took off the wrong digit.
No.
Oh, no.
They operated on the wrong paw.
So where, like, think of your hand, they're supposed to take off the ring finger. Yeah. They took off the middle finger.
Oh, no.
So they took off. And now you have to go back and take off the one you're supposed to. So now the dog is down to just 2.
Oh.
So he had like this little pitchfork thing on his left front leg.
Hook 'em horns.
It was, and then what was the deal
they offered your dad?
My mother is just beside herself. She's just so upset with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And the vet goes, look, needless to say, you're not going to have to pay for this surgery. And obviously, this animal for the rest of its life, we will take care of it, you know, free of charge. My dad goes, done. We're going home.
You're your dad, he was Kramer with the hot coffee.
That's exactly when they offered, done.
When Kramer goes in with his attorney, and his attorney thinks he's going to get like $5 million for the hot coffee that burned him. He goes, "We are prepared to offer you free coffee for life." And Kramer
I'll
goes, "Done."
That was my dad. Sounds great. We'll see you guys later.
Practicality.
But
love it. Oh,
so don't mess with raccoons or possums.
I would like. Dog. Is Bergman back there, Emily?
No, he's up there.
Okay. So I would like to make a mythical money bet.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
You and Morrison are on the same team.
Pickleball. Yeah, yeah.
$10,000 that team goes farther than any other team at the station.
I think it's a good bet.
All right.
I don't know that.
Okay.
Would that be an upset?
No, I don't think so. It would be.
I mean, it's two professional athletes.
Yeah.
Against us.
Yeah. Well, you know who I'm playing with.
Are you playing with Mr. Cappy?
I'm playing with Cappy's Pappy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Cappy's Pappy was the ringer.
Yeah, but Mace, you're not.
I'm the opposite of a ringer. Yeah.
Balance it out. I got you.
Unringer.
Pick up a
playing
racket.
For the tie. Okay.
Yeah. Have you not played yet?
No, I have not played. Yep. Have you played?
I have, and I'm playing again today.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fun.
It is fun.
It's fun.
Quick. It is fun.
You play. You played before. Yeah.
No one is going to be able to get the ball past you two.
I hope not. Yeah.
They're going to be like Shrek at the net. All right.
I'm aiming for your feet,
DeMarco. That's the aim. If we run into each other, I'm going to make you get low.
That's cool.
I'm going to try to make you dig the ball
out of
the
net.
But you know there's a net.
I know.
So you can't go super low.
Right. This is what I'm working on. I'm working on my game so I can hit shots.
Yep.
So I can try to get those guys off their game.
I can't wait. This is going to be fun.
Kirk's going to be, but both you guys. You guys are bigger guys. You're athletes. You move your feet well.
I think they might win the whole thing, regardless of who shows up.
Yeah, very well could.
So when I was coming out of Riviera, the other day, there's a pickleball center that they've built there.
Yeah, it's like the fastest growing thing out there.
And most of the courts were full. The people that were playing looked like the best pickleball players on the face of the earth. If there's even one of those teams there, they're going to go through everything.
20 years from now, where are we with pickleball?
Well, Rich Paul and LeBron and Clutch all invested in a ton
of money. Serena Williams,
in it.
Tom Brady, they've all
I heard
money
they're
in
trying
it.
To recruit tennis players.
Yeah. And they think it's the next big thing. They think what UFC was to boxing, pickleball is going to be to tennis.
I think it's going to go the way of racquetball and squash and handball.
I'm
and
really
all those
exciting,
games my
and
dad used to play.
Every town in America
still
has
like
a racquetball
it's like
club.
A thing.
And then it's like,
and then it won't
it's
be.
Not. Yeah. People move on. But definitely right now it is totally the thing.
Because when was the last time we had, maybe it's UFC. When was the last time we had a next big thing where it wasn't a thing and then all of a sudden everybody's into it? Was it UFC?
That was it. Slam ball.
But slam ball was for like 5 minutes.
It had its day or its moment and then it was gone. Arena football?
But that never really had a moment where everybody was fired into it.
Is arena football still going?
It's still around. Yeah. It's called indoor football now.
But now USFL, I see all these commercials for USFL. And doesn't the XFL start also?
XFL is coming back. Look, I'll be honest. I watched a little USFL last year. Like, not a ton.
Was it good?
Wasn't terrible. It really wasn't.
Little football fix?
It was one of those things that it's pretty good football. You don't know most of the names, but if you love football, it's real football.
Do we have I don't think we have an LA team in either the XFL or
the
USFL.
We had an XFL team
the Avengers,
last time.
Right?
Yeah, that was an Arena League team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had the Anaheim Kiss was an Arena League team.
I do remember that.
That was down there, and they had Gene Simmons on the side of the helmet.
Oh, that's funny.
I was proud of myself. I go to a voice doctor, an ear, nose, and throat guy, and he's like the best guy in Beverly Hills, and he takes care of, like, if you're a singer and you have a concert and you lose your voice, you go to this guy.
So it's like Adele and you.
Yeah. And on this particular day, I walk into the waiting room, and there's Paul Stanley from Kiss sitting in the waiting room.
No way.
And I was proud of myself that I recognized him without the makeup.
Yeah,
right. But I go, that could only be one guy. And I didn't want to be that the guy that says, "Hey, Paul Stanley, how's it going, man?" So I waited.
That would be my job.
And when I went into Dr. Sugarman, it's Joe Sugarman is the doctor's name, and I said, "You know, Paul Stanley's in the waiting room." He goes, "Been a patient of mine for 30 years.
No way.
And he goes, "And I'll tell you this." He goes, "He invited me backstage to two of his concerts. It was so loud I couldn't hang."
He goes,
"It is loud."
Are you the guy that you see somebody you recognize?
Hey.
Are you Chris Farley from the skit? Hey, remember that time you were in Kiss?
Remember that time?
That was awesome.
Remember you had your makeup on and you were singing?
No, I tell this story all the time basically to embarrass Mason, but one time we're sitting in here and we work in a fishbowl studio.
Yes.
So people, if you walk into our lobby, you can see us working behind the glass and we can see you. So this actress comes in and
I know she's an actress. For
Mason
sure.
goes, John, who's that actress? And I said, oh, that's Emmanuel Shrieky from Entourage. She's really pretty. He goes, grabs his phone. He goes, getting something for the gram. And,
wow.
But this is how it's how bad it is. So Mason grabs his phone, runs out, and Singer, Dave Singer, is standing in the door. And he walks in and goes,
What's if I go and get my picture taken too?
What's Mason doing? I go, oh, he wants to get his picture with Emmanuel Shrieky. And Singer looks at Mason and looks at me, grabs his phone and
runs out too. Wow.
So once she starts taking pictures, then the whole building's going after it.
I typically kind of slow play it. I'm more like you. But if it's somebody that I was super in, like for instance, if it were Dave Grohl, for instance, like another musician.
Right.
I love the Foo Fighters, right? I'd be like, hey, I just want to tell you, man, I really dig what you do.
Yes.
And then
yes.
I keep it moving.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like I wouldn't kind of fan out of it, but I need to touch it a little bit.
See, I'd say, why don't we grab dinner?
Go there. What do you got going the rest of the afternoon?
Man.
Mason in Ireland is coming up next. Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So last night good.
There was about a 10-minute stretch in the fourth quarter where I thought, man, I forgot how Anthony Davis affects a game.
Yeah.
He had four blocks, but I was telling Bergman earlier, he altered at least 10 other shots.
Right.
At one point in the fourth, the Spurs were 3-for-18 from the field.
Yep.
And Anthony Davis was the reason. Every time they went near the basket, he just popped out and made him, you know, he's got those long arms and he made people shoot over him. And they just didn't know what to do. And if they can keep him healthy and Hachimura can get up to speed, I think they've got something. I don't know how far that gets them, but they are better today than they were a week ago.
No doubt.
That is for sure.
And maybe they're just like one acquisition away. Like I saw Jay Williams on the Get Up talking about, what about Fred VanVleet?
I think he may go to the Clippers.
He's definitely going to get traded.
Yeah, I think he might go to the Clippers.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Clippers need a point guard. They really don't have, they have Reggie Jackson.
And they have John Wall.
That's not really working.
He's not hurt. He's hurt right now.
Yeah, if you talk to the people at the Clippers, they're not in love with John Wall.
They're not in love with John Wall.
Yeah. But if they could get VanVleet or Kyle Lowry, either one of them, I think the Clippers would do it. I don't know if the Lakers would get another guard.
I think Kyle Lowry doesn't have much. He's not the player he was.
Yeah, the Lakers have enough guards.
Yeah, loaded up with guards.
So,
yeah,
but is VanVleet somebody that's worth the 27 or 29? Is that worth?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Would that move you into front runner like Rob Pelinka said?
It would make you better.
For
sure.
Maybe one of the front runners.
Maybe one in the West?
In the West, which is kind of wide open. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I still think Bogdanovich is the best guy, the guy that fits perfectly with his team.
Because he's so good at catch and shoot threes.
Yeah, he's
which
a
is,
great three-point shooter.
Which is what
you not want. Worth the 27 or 29 is what it sounds like.
Well, from what I've heard, they've offered that, but with protections. And what Detroit is interested in is one of those picks unprotected.
Okay, top five protected. Right, I heard it was lottery protected. How about top five protected?
Well, I would do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Rob, what else he's working on. Like, yeah. I never saw Hachimura coming. I didn't even know.
I don't think anybody saw it.
I didn't even know he was available.
No. No.
And then all of a sudden Rob pulls it off.
He looked good last night too.
Without giving up either one of those picks.
Yeah.
And sending Kendrick Nunn, who we had a lot of Kendrick Nunns.
We did. So he was very redundant.
Yeah. So I mean I think they're on to something. Now, does that mean they win Saturday, which is their next game in Boston?
Tough,
probably not.
Tough.
Boston has the best record in the NBA.
This next little streak is going to be because they had Brooklyn,
Boston,
too.
Brooklyn, Knicks, Pacers, New Orleans, and then we're
right.
home.
So here's
five next five on the road.
So I was toying with this. LeBron's obviously got a big head of steam right now towards this record. What if it happens in Indianapolis? What if it happens in New Orleans?
Well,
like Madison Square Garden, you'd say, oh, that's really cool, but I don't think he gets there in time for that.
Yeah.
But do you sit a game in order to make sure that the record gets broken here?
No.
No.
No, you just play the games and...
If it happens in Indianapolis, right. It happens in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think you have to respect the integrity of the games. Now...
Are there any back-to-backs in there?
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday in New York.
So conceivably...
Play against the Nets, don't play against the Knicks, or vice versa.
That moves the date up a little bit.
Yeah.
It would be nice to
play at
MSG. Here.
He still wants to just play at MSG.
Yeah, I guess he probably
either
does.
Way.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, Kobe used to love to play there.
Yeah.
I mean, he puts up a ton of points. Hasn't he put up like 60 in MSG?
I can't remember. Kobe had a 60-point game there.
Yeah.
I think LeBron.
Damian Lillard's 60-point game last night.
And he had 50 in the third quarter.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, he was great.
All right, I wanted to... So, John, I have been sort of off of social media.
Okay.
I've not really done anything. I've not really read a lot of Twitter. I've not done a lot of Instagram. I haven't done any of that stuff lately. So I decided, all right, I'm going to go back. And I forget how there's really good stuff that comes on during the show on Twitter, and I came up with some stuff that I thought was interesting. So, for example, Abel Macias yesterday texted, my dad listens to the show but doesn't have Twitter. He was guessing that the Grubhub password was jacuzzi, which actually would have been a good one. Turned out being, if you missed that, turned out being Imagine Dragons. I kind of stumbled upon it and actually got it right.
I think I already have the next... One.
You do?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
But we'll do it when I get back.
Yeah, we'll do it then.
Yeah.
Julio tweets, was there any resolution to the lady that you sent flowers to?
Yes. So, okay. So, update. Last night before the game.
Yep.
I looked down and she's down near the
court. We should reset this whole thing in case you missed it.
So, on Friday, last Friday, somebody I work with at the Lakers, very nice woman, did me a huge favor. And I wanted to thank her, do more than just say thank you.
Yeah.
So I sent her flowers on Monday. And Tuesday and Wednesday, I never heard anything.
Yeah.
So I wondered if they got delivered. And I checked with the delivery. He says, they're in the building. We delivered them.
Yeah. But it's a big building. And
who
knows?
There's over 100 people
desk
working there. And I'm wondering, well, did someone snake my girl's flowers?
Yes.
Or, you know, what happened? So... I walked down, I saw her, and I said, hey, thank you again. I kind of stole Michael's line.
Oh, nice. I like this.
I said, thank you again for Friday. You did me a huge favor, and I really appreciate it. Matter of fact, I sent you flowers. Did you get them? She goes, I did get them, and I just haven't had time to thank you, and that was very nice of you. Thank you very much. And I went, okay, done.
I think that's
and
well
it wasn't,
played.
It wasn't even awkward.
Oh, look at Bergman shaking his head. No,
you think I begged
begged for a thank you.
A little bit.
It's you a did. Thank you,
and
beg.
If she really wanted to say thank you, which she should have, to be clear, she should say thank you.
She was very thankful.
But she's busy. So.
Right. Well, and I had forgotten.
I know, but somebody sends you flowers. By the way, I think.
Email.
I don't know this. I don't know this lady. I'm sure she's a wonderful person and all that.
She is. She's great.
But if I get a gift from somebody, I immediately send a thank you.
Yeah.
Especially when you were emailing that day.
But,
yesterday.
Okay, in her defense.
Yeah.
Game days are incredibly hectic for her and her department.
Okay.
Crazy hectic. And we had games on Tuesday and Wednesday. I sent them Monday afternoon. So I'm like you, Mace. If I get something, I immediately try and
fire
knock it out. I'm sure I've forgotten, though. And then my wife, and Greg, you made this point yesterday, had a good point that she doesn't have to say anything. I'm sending her a thank you. You shouldn't expect a thank you for a thank you.
Exactly.
You know, I was sending her those to thank her again. I thanked her in person. And I sent her
writing.
An email. This is all great, blah, blah, blah. But I felt she went over the top, so I said, I got to go a little over
the
top
nice.
Here.
That's nice. Yeah.
But yeah, it all got resolved. What did the guy tweet?
He tweeted that basically he said it's the polite thing to say thank you after you get flowers.
But it was a thank you for a thank you.
Yeah, correct.
So it was a little complicated.
Thank you for thank you.
Yeah, but it's resolved.
All right. Coming up next for you, we all heard the interview with Russell Westbrook and Julia McIntyre from Cal State Dominguez Hills.
Yes. Now, have we had any success tracking down Julia McIntyre?
Bergman?
I have been trying. I said her on Twitter. I hit her on Instagram.
Well, somebody out there has to know her. Tell her that, and this is sincere.
Sincere.
We want her. Mason and I actually liked her line of questioning.
Oh, loved the line of questioning.
There are other people that did not, but yeah. We want her to interview us. And not as a joke.
No, for real. Yeah.
And we will be...
And she can put it in her audition tape or whatever. Yeah. She obviously wants to work in the business. We also have impressive dribbling skills.
Yeah.
As she said,
I think I'm changing my fantasy team's name to Impressive Dribbling Skills.
I love that. I love that.
Or if nothing else, it's going to be the name of something. I'm going to use that again. Matter of fact, on this road trip, I'm working that into a call.
Impressive Dribbling Skills.
Yeah,
and
I as a tribute to Julia, the George. No, I didn't do it. But I've got 5 games coming up. I'll try. That was the George Kittle. Giggle after
you both.
Thank you, Aaron.
You gonna go have fun now?
Yes. Yeah, just get the giggle. Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's the only thing I love about the Niners. I hate all that crap Jorge's wearing today.
Yeah, I forgot. I was walking down the hallway with Sam, our boss, and Jorge walked by and the thing, and I go, "Nice outfit." And then I called him like a huge expletive.
Yeah, we couldn't tell what you were saying.
I go, I probably shouldn't have said that in front of Sam. and Amanda laughed, so it kind of saved me.
No, I think Sam gets it. Yeah. I think Sam gets it. All right, coming up next for you, John, a big dispute over your take on sunglasses indoors.
Yeah, I'm losing this battle.
You are.
I heard from a lot of people.
It's big. Yeah. We'll get to that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A tweet from Brian.
Okay.
What happened to Mason getting Jeannie Buss on the show? Time is running out.
Yeah,
don't think we forgot, Mace. Don't be a weasel and sneak your way out of this and hope we forget.
It was $25,000 mythical dollars.
It's me against you for $25,000, and it's tomorrow.
Yes.
If you don't get her on by tomorrow.
I have till tomorrow?
Or was it last Friday, Bergman?
No, it's tomorrow. You have till tomorrow.
Oh, right. Momo, come through for me, Momo. Momo might be able to pull some strings.
Is that cheating? John,
I've tried. It's not.
No, absolutely not.
The bet was specifically.
The bet was you.
Get Jeannie Buss on the show.
The bet was you get Jeannie Buss on the show. Not Momo get Jeannie Buss on the show. You. Steve Mason.
If she appears on the show, I'll give you the $25,000.
Because you guys think it's not going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
It's not.
So it's not. Okay, I'm going to prove you guys wrong. All right. So Snoop Dogg, this is from OG Nom 213.
Yes.
You were talking yesterday about the only person at Staples Center or crypto
that should be allowed to wear sunglasses is Jack Nicholson. And Sonano said, what about Snoop Dogg? I said, well, we interviewed Snoop. He didn't have any when he did the... But apparently, on multiple other occasions, Snoop is wearing glasses.
If you Google Snoop and Staples Center, he's wearing sunglasses.
And then,
all the time.
Happened yesterday was random people at Staples Center started sending me pictures of them in sunglasses.
Yep.
And then, almost like it was made for me.
Yeah.
The Laker girls did a whole song.
I know.
A Meghan Trainor song where they wear glasses as props.
Yes.
Like they take them off and put them back on. And they were mocking me openly.
They were.
Yeah.
What a weird night for that. Do you think the Laker girls did that on purpose because of your take?
No. I've seen them do that dance before.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I think I have to take the L here.
So this tweet came in. Snoop Dogg is cooler than Jack now, and a lot of people in L.A. get smashed before and during the games. They need the glasses, and some people, bright lights hurt.
Well, that's the Kaplan argument.
Yeah.
He says his eyes get so red that he needs sunglasses. That's a crock of crap, all right? You're stoned more than he is.
How right? do I know that?
What?
You want to get high?
How do I know that I'm more stoned than he is?
I just think that you're more open about it.
I think that guy would give me a run for my money.
All right, we'll ask him.
Yeah.
We'll ask him during crosstalk. Yeah.
Oh, there it
is. This is the one they dance with the sunglasses.
This is the girl who does all about that bass, right?
Yeah, Meghan Trainor.
So, you know, the song that is stuck in my head, I saw that Whitney Houston biopic. Last week.
How's 80 for Brady?
80 for Brady is really fun.
Is it good?
Yeah, right. I would totally recommend it.
Okay, good.
You know what it did? It brought me back to that day, that 28-3 day, the old 28-3 day, the day we thought we had it in the bag. I was at Michelle Beadle's gigantic Super Bowl party.
And you were rooting against Brady?
Rooting against Brady. There was a Brady pinata there that we were going to break open for the candy afterwards, and it all slipped away. And you know, I was with Ally McKay, who's a huge
Patriots fan. She's from that part of the world. She's from Maine. She moved back to Maine. That's where she is now.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
I think I would recommend 80 for Brady. By the way, the idea of taking your mom to it, fantastic.
Okay,
that's
good.
A fantastic
good.
Idea.
Glad to hear it.
All right. Somebody mentioned... Oh, so the song that's stuck in my head right now. The Whitney Houston documentary, or the Whitney Houston bio you see... And of all the songs, I Will Always Love You, and I Have Nothing, and How Will I Know, the song that got stuck in my head was, It's All Right, But It's Okay, I'm Not Gonna Make It Anyway.
Do you know this song?
Oh, no. Come on, you know this song.
Who sings
it? In a second. Whitney Houston. It's Not Right. This is it. You don't know this song?
I don't think so.
You know the hook.
What's the name of this song, Jorge?
I know this song.
It's Not Right, I think it's called, right?
It's Not Right, It's Okay, But It's Okay.
But it's okay, I'm gonna make it anyway. Of all the songs that I would come out of that biopic singing, that's the one that is now firmly lodged in my head. It's a great song. You really don't know this song?
No.
This was like mid to late Whitney.
The thing that fascinates me about Whitney Houston is... So, last year, somebody found a cover of Steve Winwood's Higher Love.
Yes, yes.
That Whitney had recorded but never released.
Mm-hmm.
And a DJ took it, like one of these guys that mixes, you know, a lot of different elements into a song, took it and it went all the way to number one.
I know.
She'd been dead for like 10, 15 years.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
And
that movie, by the way.
This is Higher Love. And so the DJ mixed all this stuff behind it. And it's super catchy.
It is.
And
very catchy. God, Whitney Houston. That's the one thing.
Yeah, like sick talented. You know, every once in a while, somebody will come along with a voice like that. You know, over in the history of time. Sinatra had the voice. Barbara Streisand to a certain age group. And Whitney Houston was that in the 80s.
She was. She absolutely was.
And now it's probably Adele. Celine Dion.
I think it's Adele now.
Had a decade there.
Did anybody have a better voice than Whitney ever?
Adele's in the conversation.
In there, but I still take Whitney.
No, well, I think it's Whitney above all.
Agreed.
But better than Nat King Cole?
Yes.
Better than Ella Fitzgerald?
Ooh, Ella. Yes. Good.
Better than Aretha Franklin?
Yes. Well, ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
You had me at Aretha there. I was all in. But I think Whitney Houston of our lifetimes is the greatest voice.
And, but you know, you talk about that one song that sticks in your head.
It's all right. But it's okay.
Perhaps the best version of the national anthem ever.
And they make a big deal of that in the movie.
And they did it at the Giants Super Bowl.
Oh, it was right after the start of the Gulf
Tampa,
War.
Right?
Yeah. Was it?
I can't remember where they played. Giants Bills, I think, maybe.
91. It
the
was
one Norwood
Florida.
Missed the field goal?
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they made a big deal of that in the movie. They said the people at the in the NFL wanted to do a much faster version of the anthem. And Whitney says, no, I'm doing it my way. And she did that version. It's a little bit slower, but man, I'm telling you, she just kills that song. Kills that song. All right. One other thing. Oh, yeah. Yesterday we were talking about, did we get the cake? That's the other thing. You had two things. You had
you were getting the
Julia
cake.
Julia McIntyre and the cake, the vanilla or the white chocolate coconut.
No, Michael
cake.
Was going to pay for it.
Right, but we were going to do that when he came back, when he was actually.
Okay, so we'll do it when he comes back in.
Yeah.
So Mark Medina tweets, didn't you guys do a cake story yesterday? Bringing cake to work is worse than secondhand smoke. Now you're setting up a cake run.
Yep.
It is kind of true.
He's right.
In this case,
a special cake.
It's Tom Cruise's cake. So
yeah, I definitely want to try that thing.
Jorge, did you get the recipe?
I did.
Are you going to try it?
I'll try it this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I'd try it.
Did you read the recipe? Did it look hard or easy?
It's kind of intermediate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Intermediate
yeah.
level
It's
cake.
Not easy, it's not hard, but it's kind of in the middle.
It's not right, but it's okay.
It's okay.
It's not right, but it's okay.
Do you have a song stuck in your head, Ireland?
Now that one.
Do you ever have a song stuck in your head?
Oh, yeah.
I got
Earworms?
One.
I literally have one at all times going in my head. Do you have one right now, John?
No.
Bergman?
This is the song that's stuck in my head.
What is it?
Ludacris.
Yeah, this
I got
Ludacris.
Pros. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, you know that now? Good.
We talked about it this morning. I do know it's Ludacris.
So
this song is bussin'.
I was working. Oh, wait, do you have the Stan Van Gundy thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I mean, look, you used it correctly.
Yes.
I don't. Did you know what it meant,
yeah.
or did you have to look it up?
The only reason I knew what it meant was that Scott Kaplan tries to adopt these slang terms in the afternoon show, and they all make fun of him for it. And at one point, bussin' was one of the big
ones. Riley, my daughter Riley used to say bussin' all the time.
So Adam Lefkoe, who is the guy who hosts the TNT studio show when Ernie Johnson isn't there,
yep.
Challenged, Adam's a younger guy, he challenged Stan Van Gundy to use bussin' in a sentence, and Stan did not back down.
Stan Van Gundy, we all know that you learned last week what spitting means. Congratulations. What do you think the word bussin' means? Use it in a sentence. Bussin'. Good luck.
Wow.
Well, impressive. To use it in a sentence, Brian, I would say that Shaq and Jamal's suits
yep.
and Candace's sweater are bussin'. And yes, Adam Lefkoe, I left you out.
I thought you were going to drop like a bus in your rear end or something like that. Good job, man. Stan, you're really, every week you're adding layers and layers. How about this look right here by LeBron, threading the needle?
Right, so, yeah. Bussin' is synonymous with like...
It, really good.
It's
tasty,
it's,
hot.
It's happening.
Looks great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what spittin' means?
Yeah.
I
and
don't.
You know, okay, so it's like you're spitting facts is what it
spitting
means.
Spitting facts or
so
spitting
So where that
lyrics?
Actually came from was Stan Van Gundy on Twitter wrote, I actually have it, said 90s NBA teams had just a trainer and a strength coach. They practiced more often and harder and played more back-to-backs. Teams now have huge medical and performance staffs and value rest over practice. Yet injuries and games missed are way up. Something's not working. And KD responded with, Stan spitting, and he's like, no, I'm not getting upset with you, KD. And he's always but he was just saying, he's like, no,
so,
I'm agreeing
so
with you, Stan.
Stan thought it was an insult.
Yeah, Stan thought it was an insult.
But it's really just spitting facts.
He was like, oh, he's spitting facts. Yeah. So that's where that whole thing full circle comes from. If you didn't know that before.
Well, now you do.
All right.
The more you know.
Coming up next, let's do... By the way, getting a text, that's not even ludicrous. Is that ludicrous?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Clean version.
I was on a red carpet once. You know, it was like a sports movie or something, mm-hmm. and they sent us down there, and I'm working, and so Ludacris comes through the line,
mm-hmm.
and the girl next to me gets him before we get him. And Ludacris, any of you guys know what Ludacris's actual name is?
Chris Bridges.
Chris Bridges.
Yeah, I had dinner with him. I told Bergman I had dinner with him one time.
So he's coming through the line, and the PR person says, "Okay, here comes Ludacris. You can have him for 2 minutes." And the girl with the microphone goes, "Oh, Ludacris." He goes, "Boy, this is a big movie. You got a lot of people in it. Who do you think breaks out of this movie? Who will be like the star?"
I see where this is going.
And Ludacris looks at her and goes, "I think it's going to be a really big year for Chris Bridges." And she goes, "Chris Bridges?" He goes, "Yeah. Keep an eye on that guy. He is coming up fast."
Yeah.
And she goes, "Okay."
Yeah.
And he walks over. We do our thing with him. And so I walk up to the girl afterwards. I go, "You know Ludacris is Chris Bridges, right?" She goes, "No." Yeah. He just played you.
Coming up next, we are going to spin the wheel of questions. It is my wheel today. We'll do it next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. Oh, interesting. So, John, if I tell you you cannot live in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Give me the top three cities in America that you would choose only in America.
Okay.
That you would choose to live in.
I've always wanted to live in New York City because I just have never had the chance to do it. I think it would be really fun.
Yes.
I don't think I would stay there forever, but I think it would be fun to live. You got to do it.
I got to do it. I'm so glad I did. It would be my second choice, my alternate choice.
All right. That's number one.
Yep.
Number two is Miami.
Yeah.
I think Miami it's very cultural. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot to do. The weather's great. I could golf a lot. I think that would be number two. And number three, I would have to get a divorce.
Yep.
But would be Phoenix. Because I like hot weather. I like being outside. I like having a pool. I like having those options.
Many golf courses.
And cheap. You can get a giant mansion for $1 million.
So it would go New York.
Miami, Phoenix.
Okay. Yeah. Bergman, what about you?
So I think those are really good ones. Yeah. New York is obviously on there. I've never lived there. I've always wanted to for a little bit. Austin, Texas, I went to once, and it was amazing.
Right, the only thing I'll warn you about Austin is the summers. Oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
not more.
The summers are, it's 99 degrees with 97% humidity.
Ooh. Yeah.
So for 3 months, you got to go live somewhere. Well, you've already lived in Hawaii,
Well, that's
right?
where I would go. That's the other one. I would go back to Hawaii. I would live back on, I would I probably want to go to a different island, actually. I would live either in Kapolei, where I lived on Oahu, but probably go somewhere on Kauai.
Kauai?
Yeah.
Jorge, what about you?
Miami.
Yep.
Chicago, mm-hmm. and Oahu.
Oh, Chicago, really good.
Chicago's fun.
People love Chicago. Maybe it's because I'm from the Midwest and I never thought it was like way out of my comfort zone. I never was.
Well, this is what I'll say about Chicago. When it's cold, it is cold, especially whipping off Lake Michigan where we stay. If you get there when it's cold, it's but if it's not cold, it's the greatest.
So I've got very similar ones. Number one is New York. Number two is Austin, which I hear is really cool. I've never been, but I hear is really cool. And number three is Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. I think it is the most underrated American city. Pittsburgh is fantastic.
So when I did my crazy, when I was in college after my sophomore year, me and my best friend from high school went to 17 Major League Baseball stadiums in 16 days. Delta had a thing called an air pass where you could fly up to 21 cities as long as you didn't do the same city twice. So we started in Los Angeles.
Right.
We flew to Boston, and we just started working our way back west. Started in Fenway Park, then we went to Baltimore. So when we got to Pittsburgh, we made a deal with each other that we weren't spending money on hotel rooms. If either one of us knew somebody, we were going to ask if we could sleep on their couch. We just were trying to keep the expenses for the trip low.
Right.
We just said, we're going to take the attitude that we'll say thank you, but we don't. And so I knew a family that had lived in Corona del Mar that was living outside of Pittsburgh.
Right.
And they lived in this town called Swickley.
Swickley's like a rich neighborhood.
It was stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, the views, the city,
Swickley,
over the river.
Exactly.
I mean, that's where, if you could live there, you would love it.
It's beautiful. I'll tell you.
By the way, the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball stadium, everybody says, is if not the most beautiful stadium in the major leagues, top three for sure.
Yeah, overlooks the three rivers, which are the Ohio, the Monongahela, and the...
Okay, damn. No, wait, I'm going to get this. Three rivers. Ohio, Monongahela, and Erie's not a river.
No,
what's
not
the third
river.
River?
What's the third river? We're missing a river.
It's the Allegheny.
The Allegheny!
How did we miss that? If that would have got me booted off Jeopardy, I would have been bitter.
Relatives there, I should really know.
I want to take Miami off my list and put this one.
I lived in San Francisco.
They don't even play in San Francisco.
I lived in San Francisco for 6 months. I was doing a morning show up there.
The food there is incredible.
Chinese food in particular, so damn good in San Francisco. I lived at Baker Beach, which was on the Presidio. Really cool spot. I did mornings for 6 months while some guy was in rehab. I did it for my friend Sarah. And I had a blast up there for 6 months. John, you brought back this thing that I had totally forgotten about from Utah. Set this up. We actually have it. Utah and Jordan Clarkson.
Okay, so we were talking about Chris Bridges, Ludacris, and a reporter not knowing she was talking to Chris Bridges, who that's Ludacris's real name. And Ludacris just played her. He basically said, I think it's going to be a big year for Chris Bridges.
Yep.
Chris Bridges, okay, I'll keep an eye out for him. You should. He's really good. So this tops that. Former Laker Jordan Clarkson, who is a great guy,
yep,
was walking down the street in Salt Lake City, and there was a reporter from one of the local TV stations, a woman, who they sent out to do a story on what people like about Jazz games.
Yes.
And she thought Clarkson looked like he might be a basketball fan, and this ensued.
Oh, hang on 1 second. We're having a...
No, I can hear it. One channel. Did you go to any Jazz games?
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, about 88 of them. I don't know. Yeah.
Like everyone for the last 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So one more tweet I wanted to read. This is from IC Cool. Venice Mace can't understand why, how people have outdoor cats, which in the past all were. But he has yappy dogs, the most annoying type of dogs, get a big dog mace. Now, my dogs are small dogs because the idea of them is that someday we'll be able to put them in a little suitcase and put them under the seat and we'll be able to go somewhere. But my dogs do not bark. I don't have yappy dogs. They don't bark. Somehow the new dog, Ron the dog, does not bark at anything. I almost think he's mute.
So the other night during the earthquake,
yep,
Murphy, the new dog at our house, started barking like crazy. And we're like, Murphy, be quiet. Shut up. And Lisa and I both slept through the earthquake. But that's clearly what he was barking
about. At the earthquake.
He was warning us and we ignored him. Your dogs didn't bark during the earthquake?
No. Nobody even woke up during the earthquake. Not even Juan woke up. And he's a light sleeper.
I didn't either.
Woke up during the earthquake. I didn't hear a damn thing. I don't think it was big enough. What was in the fours, I think, right?
4.2.
Yeah, not big enough. Not big enough to wake me up. All right. By the way, a lot of feedback on The Voice. Rolling Stone had Aretha 1, Whitney 2 for greatest vocalists of all time, which is about right. I think it is kind of those two. All right. John, there is something going on at SoFi Stadium next month that I don't know if you can make it to.
Okay.
Because it would be...
During the season.
During the season, right.
Yeah. Do you know the date?
February 25th.
Okay. What is it?
So, I'll tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.